to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Team Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Trends with Dave and Friends. Hello, everybody that is listening to LATalkRadio.com. Team Trends with Dave and Friends. Here we are every single Sunday. I am your host, David Cohen. It is a pleasure to be hosting you guys. Thank you guys so very much for listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on LATalkRadio.com, the best talk station in the world. In the studio today, our special guest is returning, Kevin.
Hello.
And my co-host, of course, Kevy.
Kevy.
So we got two Kevins. We got Kevin and Kevy. I'm going to refer to Kevin as Kevin and Kevy as Kevy.
Sounds like a plan.
Alrighty.
This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, the show where we talk about anything and everything from what is on your mind. Like, let's see, relationships.
Father's Day.
We talk about anything from, like, relationships to, belief systems to... logic to not logic to stupidity to fun to
not fun,
not fun
to
anything
in a nutshell. If you guys want to call in live on the air, you may do so. The number is 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You can also email me at my email address, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Just Teen Trends with Dave at gmail.com. So, considering what today is,
Father's Day.
Today is Father's Day, we are going to be talking about fathers. We're going to be talking about a good father, like what a father should do, fathers, how to connect with your teen, how to get to your child in a positive, constructive manner, therefore only influencing things to elevate in a positive, constructive way. We're going to be saying what to do, what not to do, and why not to do it. So let's get started.
Woohoo!
Let's get started, guys.
Let's do this.
My producer, Dr. Michelle, is going to be like, oh my god, why did you just do that? All right, what makes a good father? Anyone can have children, but not anyone can be a father. So, before you claim that, quote-unquote, world's greatest dad mug, take a look at some of the criteria that illustrate how to be a good father. One, sharing time. You can be a father if you're not around, or you can't be a father if you're not. You can be a father, but you can't be a good one.
There you go.
If you're not around. Let alone try to be a good father. What do you know? I just said that. Spending time with your children and being involved in their lives is imperative to being a good dad. You only get a few years to make a long life impression on your child. Don't miss those moments because work or other interests seem more important. Guess what? They're not. We're more important.
Yeah.
Number two, being a role model as their father. Your children naturally look up to you. They think of you as their superhero.
Super dad.
While you may not be able to leap over buildings on a single bound, children are equally impressed by the simple things you do. Children will emulate your behavior. If you're rude to a waitress, do the same. They do the same. It's true. Like, they think it's okay, basically, is, you know, what they're
saying.
Yeah,
like, everyone says children are like sponges, so they will soak up, especially if, if it's their role model.
That's also also why they watch SpongeBob so much.
But you stink.
Kevin, that was such a bad joke. It's important.
What was your joke?
It's important you lead by example, not by do as I say, not what I do. Always be mindful of what your children see, because you'll see the same behavior down the road. Do you want to read the next one?
Down. Before I start going into fathers, I just want to give a shout out to all the fathers out there
who
worked really hard to support their family, if they are the breadwinner, who have taken care of their kids, taken time with their kids.
Indeed,
and I love you, Daddy.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, Daddy, I love you too. I'm just we're always giving fatherly love here at Teen Trends in the studio.
Go fathers.
Go fathers.
All the way. And mothers, although it's not Mother's Day.
Yeah, you know, we already did a Mother's Day show. No, I'm just kidding. Mothers, they wouldn't be mothers without fathers.
It's a team
That's
effort.
Weird. Are they wouldn't be fathers. Are they always on Sundays, or is that just how it happens? They're always on Sundays?
Yeah. What?
Like Father's Day, Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right.
All
right, moving on. Being honest.
Being honest.
Something a father should
something
always do.
A father should always do.
Straightforward.
Echo.
Kids.
Okay.
How are you going?
Read it out.
All right. How are you going to expect honesty from your children if you're not honest with them?
I don't know. Why don't you tell us, Kev?
Well, when your kids are asked tough questions, you need to respond with open but age-appropriate answers. You may not want to talk about smoking pot in college or how you ran up a huge credit card debt, but you're not doing your kids any favors if you lie to them. Tell them the truth and tell them what you have learned from the experience. Tell your kids what you did wrong, and you may keep them from making the same mistakes.
There you go, Kevin!
Woo!
That kind of goes back with the role model thing.
Yeah, I know it does.
Hey, don't screw around and your kid will turn up better.
Yeah. Hey, you talk to you like your 7-year-old kid. Hey, sonny, you know, I remember when I used to get super high in college.
Yeah, that's probably wait till they're like 14.
And hey, I remember that like I stole my dad's credit card and like bought a car.
Something that you shouldn't do.
Yeah. Hey, let's do it.
I do that all the time, guys. You don't?
Yeah. Okay. Sounds fun. JK, lols.
Illy.
JK, lols. Illy's Kevin. Why don't you read the next one?
All right. The next one is being loved yet stern, which is a very good point. Fathers should be obviously loving and caring towards their children, but if they become too close, they could become friends, and that's not a bad thing. It's just kind of you still need to ground your child and keep him in line and teach him good manners and politeness and all that. But
right.
You still got to have that. Sorry, you gotta have that authority just right. to keep your kid in line.
You gotta
make
have
sure
that happy,
not
happy middle part.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about that though, which fathers, if you're listening, this works. I promise it does. Really cool thing to do is like be your kid's friend. Go for being your kid's friend.
Now we're not saying and, like go smoke pot with your son in the garage or anything.
No, no, we're not.
No.
Relate on the same level and keep them in line.
Totally. Like, you know, go just be like, hey, like, you know, do you wanna go to Six Flags? Do you wanna play some Xbox? Do you wanna, you know, just like do things that you guys can relate to together and don't have him view you like this super authority figure. Have him view you like kind of just like they said, like kind of like a superhero in a way, you know, like a dude that will play video games with me, a dude that will, you know, go to theme parks with me, we'll go get lunch, we'll go get breakfast, and at the same time when it needs to be done, he teaches me, he keeps me in line, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't have your kid fear you, they're supposed to respect you. Like,
right.
You see a superhero, you're gonna respect the superhero, not fear him.
Right.
But you can't just be like the super crazy strict dad that the kid doesn't want to go to.
Right. Exactly.
Otherwise, he'll have no father figure in his life.
Yeah. Totally.
And if you're too friendly and too nice, then they'll start walking all over you and taking advantage of that. So you have to have that like that fallback of I'm still your parent and I control you, but let's hang out and be close.
Right. Totally.
Yeah.
If you guys want to call in live on the air, you may do so. Talk about fathers. Talk about a problem you had with your dad or how much you love your dad or you want to give a shout-out to someone. The number is 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. I love doing it in like a... like a sexy,
sensual voice.
It's pretty manly voice, Kevin.
Indeed. Hey, I'm going to move on to some listeners' emails. Just to let everybody know, I post next week's topic up on the discussion board of Facebook on Teen Trends. If you just go to the Facebook search engine, and Facebook just says search at the top, type in Teen Trends. For some reason, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends doesn't work. It is called Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, but you can search it just by typing in Teen Trends.
Those communists.
it is a picture of myself, Kevin, and Aiden.
Kevin and Aiden
giving you guys smiles. We look super sexy in the picture. we post the topics up on the discussion board, and then people read them and then send us emails. If you guys want to do so, you may do so. Let's get to the emails. Dear Dave, I think that a great dad is a man who loves his family and shows them by putting them first and by spending real quality time with them. I'm very blessed to have a dad and a stepdad who does this. Thanks, Kathy. Well, that's nice, Kathy.
I agree.
That's super nice.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Someone who loves and spends time with his family, to me, is the definition of a perfect father. It definitely helps when the children adore him. Alyssa. That's nice. You know what's cool? Is like a lot of emails, I good 95% of the emails we get are all about, like, hey, like, you know, this person did this wrong, you know, I'm really hurt, and, like just this, you know, stuff like that.
More of, like, problems. This is actually compliments.
This is compliments.
Positivity.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Right? We actually have a caller coming in to the show. Hello, you are live, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. How's it going?
This is Jack from San Diego.
Hello, how's it going, Jack from San Diego.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good. Thank you for calling in.
Good. I love the show.
Awesome. What can we help you with?
My son listens to your show all the time.
Very cool.
Yeah. He said the dads who are away aren't really good dads because they have to work out of town a lot. I work out of town, and does that make me a bad dad?
I do not think so at all.
Personally, this is Kevy talking. My dad goes out of town a lot. He works in the movie industry, so, you know, he's always on location and that stuff. But I think my dad is a great dad because as long as they, like, keep in contact with you, if you're, like, calling your kids and just trying to show them the love as much as you can, even though you're that far away, like, obviously you are still a good dad.
Yeah.
And just because you're distanced from your kid doesn't make you a bad parent, I think.
Also, coming from experience, my father works for American Airlines. He's a pilot, so he has gone quite a bit. He is not a bad dad. He spends time with us when he is home, and obviously he can't just not leave because he's bringing home money for the family that he cares for and loves. So he is working to provide the family that he loves, and that does not make him a bad dad. That actually makes him even better for doing supporting the family.
Yeah, and the kids will understand. You know, the kids definitely understand if the parent has to work out of town. It's not like they're going to hold a grudge.
You know, like, there's a difference between a dad who, you know, just, like, goes for, you know, like, he'll go to work or he'll, like, leave a week for work and come home and just be like, hi, you know, and then, like, go, like, do his own thing and then leave again. And then, you know, there's a difference between that kind of, like, antisocial, like, get out of my life type thing, you know, and then there's a difference between, like, hey, son, you know, I'm really sorry. I gotta go support the family. I have work, you know, and I love you with all my heart, you know. I'm going to go now, and I'll call you every day. Make sure you have your, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, that whole thing, you know. Just as long as voice cracks, it's awesome. Just as long as you, like, stay on top of, you know, your child's daily activity, his daily experience, and that's a good thing.
And as long as it doesn't turn into more, like, I mean, you're a father who works, so you have to be away from the house and the family and everything, but, like, if you're sitting at home and your son's like band concert is going on or like a graduation from something and you're just like, oh, I'm not going to go because I don't feel like it or something like that. That's when it turns into like really dad, like
yeah.
You weren't there because you wanted to sit on the couch and watch TV or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very tough for me when I have to leave to be away from my family, and it rips me apart. So I just don't know whether, you know, my 8-year-old, I have an 8-year-old and a 15-year-old, and it's just very, very tough. It's very tough to say goodbye and to connect with them because I'm gone for a week to 2 weeks sometimes, and it's very, very tough.
Are you married?
Yes.
Are you happily married?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Because that you know, that'd be another thing. If, you know, you were a single parent raising two kids, an 8-year-old and a 15-year-old, and then you had to, like, leave them with a nanny. That's, you know, I mean, of course, once again, if that was a situation, that doesn't mean that you're, you know, a bad dad at all. That just means that you, you know, don't have a mother, you know, a mother to watch the kids. But the fact that you are happily married, that there is love circulating throughout each individual within the family, that is a very good thing. That will help.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Just make sure that, you know, you tell people that, you know, it's tough for us dads that we have to leave. You know, we don't want to leave, but we've got to support the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really tough. But, you know, like, I think one thing that you should know is, yeah, it is a hard thing to do to leave your family ever so often. But you should know that your family and your children most likely do understand your situation and that you have to support them and provide for them because...
Right. And yeah. I'm sorry, if you feel like that they don't, if you feel like that there is some disconnection between your work and what you have to do and their relationship with you, then talk to them about it. It's the best thing you can do.
As well as in today's world, I was actually reading a study a few weeks ago, which is coincidental that you called with this question, or, well, comment slash concern, whatever you want to call it. I was reading a study a few weeks ago that said parents that do travel for work or business and stuff like that, the kids actually not, like, enjoy it more, but they're happier. They end up happier in the long run when the dad, like, talks to them over, like, a video chat or, like, something like that with today's technology, with being able to, like, see each other halfway across the world and... still be like, oh, hey, you know, I'm here, good morning or good night, and
yeah.
I love you, and, you know, being able to see that person, like, even when they're gone, it, like, helps a little bit.
Yeah, I had to miss my son's concert. He was singing in a concert, and I had to miss it because, of course, I was out of town. I was halfway across the country. And it was very tough for me, and
yeah,
it's hard. It was hard for him to understand why Daddy couldn't be there, and it was tough. It was very tough. Mom
was
there.
This the eight, was this the 8-year-old or the 15-year-old?
The 15-year-old.
Okay.
The 15-year-old. And I saw the video, and we watched it together, even though he was a little reluctant to watch it with me. I don't understand that. I don't understand why. My son is reluctant to allow me to see him perform. It hurts my feelings sometimes.
I would say probably, I'm sorry, did you say your name is Jack?
Yeah.
Jack. I would say that, you know, with kids growing up in, you know, the younger, early teen stages of their life, that, I mean, when you say reluctant, explain.
He just, when I'm in town and he's performing, he doesn't really tell me that he's performing. We find out that night or, you know, a couple hours before. And it's it just seems like he's a little reluctant to let us know that he's performing. So,
you know, I wouldn't look past that. I wouldn't make that a big deal. You know, there's probably other things within his life that, you know, he may forget or something. He may, you know, have, like, one of those, like, last minute, like, oh, crap, I totally forgot. Like, hey, guys, like, you're more than welcome to come to this. You know, I really wouldn't make it a bigger deal. I wouldn't think about it too much. Because if you do, you're just making up your own little facades and stuff. But
yeah, me, I perform. I was in the school bands and everything when I was in high school and everything. And being a performer, music is absolutely my life. My parents know it and they support me. And even I would forget that I have a concert like the next day. And I would tell them, just like, oh, totally forgot, concert tomorrow, 7. I'd love for you to be there. And they'd be like, well, you know, we have other plans. Or it's just something that teenagers forget because we are teenagers indeed.
Right. Jack, I wanted to thank you so much for calling in Teen Trends. You sound like an absolutely wonderful dad, and I don't think you have anything to worry about with your kids. If you have any questions, you may email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com.
And happy Father's
Day. Anytime, and happy, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much,
great
Jack.
Show.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. That was very nice. I wanted to move on to the emails, to some more emails. Check this one. This is a nice one. I read this and it sounded it was so nice. My dad is a great dad. He did it all. He works at the company that he started, brackets, hard, comma, physical work. He cooks us breakfast, gives us his last dollar, always helps us when not asked and asked. For example, we live across the street from our church and school. If it snows, dad will be out snow plowing the whole night without ever being asked. He's admired and loved by many. My dad taught me many things. Above all, he taught me about love and giving service to others. He always said, let your conscience be your guide. Thanks, Danny. That's wonderful.
That's
a superhero.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like a, yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like a super duper hero dad.
Yeah.
You know what? I really like today's show simply because there's more compliments than problems.
Indeed.
And when there is more compliments than problems, that is more positivity to add
to the world.
Check this one out. My dad is an awesome father. I cannot put into words how great he is. He makes time for our son and listens to him. My dad is an awesome father. I cannot put it into words how great he is. He makes time for our son and listens to him.
Ah, it's the wife. Must be.
Yeah.
Makes more sense.
They have many father-son hangouts. He said this morning his best part of Father's Day was sitting with me yesterday outside hanging out and talking. Huh. What?
I feel like the person keeps changing.
Yeah,
in this email.
Maybe the wife is the son.
I
whatever it is, it's positive and it sounds really nice.
Go dad.
It sounds really nice.
I'm so utterly confused. Okay, well.
Go fathers.
Next. Go fathers. Hi, Dave. I'm a dad and wanted to share something with you. All right. Having lived now through four teenage children and my fifth and last being only a year away, I know how challenging it can be to be a father to teenagers. Dads watch the mysterious transformation of a good-natured child into a very unique teenager who may have problems and confusion. I took an opportunity recently to visit with some teenagers I know and ask them what they wish their fathers knew about them, their challenges, their emotions, their lives. With that feedback, what follows are the 10 things that teenagers with their fathers knew about teenagers. Oh, this is cool. So this guy kind of like did like a study almost. That's pretty awesome.
Very
okay.
Cool.
Thank you for writing into Teen Trends. Here we go. 1, I am not their child anymore. Almost more than anything, teens want respect for their status as maturing young adults. Continuing to be treated as a child feels demeaning. Fathers recognize, however, that teens come in varying stages of maturity, and it is important to tailor your reactions to your teen's level. As they reach early teenhood, try to be aware of their situation and work at treating them a little bit more at an adult level.
And we've seen that all over the place.
Totally.
Friends and everything. Ourselves.
No. Yeah, totally. Completely. 2, I act like I'm ready to be an adult, but I'm scared to death of becoming one. Whether or not your teen is ready to be treated like an adult, he or she is typically overwhelmed with that impending responsibility. Recognize that for all the bravado a teenager can muster, there is significant fear of the unknown. Dads who are able to blend a little respect with a little sensitivity for their situation can be a great resource for their teens. 3, friends are becoming more important to me. Part of the transition process through which teens progress is moving from dependence on parents to independence. It is a process that we support and are excited about as fathers. After all, we want our children to become responsible, independent adults at some point. Part of that process involves a gradual separation from parents to others, including friends. This is natural, expected, and appropriate. So don't be too concerned or get hurt feelings when your teens would rather hang out with friends than stay home and play games with the family. Right?
Yeah.
For sure.
I think one thing that teens really want that parents look past is, like you said earlier, their independence and not treating them like children anymore. But I think where that comes in, like treating them like children, I'd say that's more of a letting them make their own decisions and respecting some of their decisions. Yeah. Whether it's resolving a conflict with a friend and how they want to do it their way, or, you know, just... if they're going to make a decision, respect that decision.
But, right. Yeah. I agree. All
right. Moving on. I question lots of things that I didn't used to question. A big part of the maturation process is learning to think and feel for oneself. Teens who are very obedient children may start questioning why they do things that you tell them to do. They may question your judgment. They may question basic beliefs and values that your family has embraced. This questioning process is healthy and normal. Try to stay available to help them through some of that questioning process if the opportunity presents itself. Mm-hmm. That's natural. Teens always question.
Yeah.
You know.
Especially when we get older, it's kind of like, why are you still making me do this? Let me kind of go off on my own and be my own individual.
Yeah. Yeah, like, have you ever had your parents come to you and say, oh, I'm having guests over, so clean your room.
Right.
You know, that's just one thing that you're going to be
like, because the guests are totally going to be in my room, Mom.
Exactly. Like, yeah. There's just things you're going to question that you don't think are logical.
No, yeah. Totally. I agree. You know, another thing with that is there's also, you know, the point of, you know, just like, but I just want to have a clean house. I just want to, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but along with that comes, you know, a sense of logic of, you know, like, hey, I'm doing something right now, maybe can I do it later, you know, something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I want to move on to the emails. Hey Dave, more emails. Hey Dave, I've been going with this guy for about 2 years. Ooh, cool. So that's Father's Day. And we're gonna move on to some personal questions. Hey, Dave, I've been going out with this guy for about 2 years, but I don't think I love him anymore. He is getting drunk most of the nights we go out, and I'm tired of being with a guy who passes out all the time. Help, what should I do? Thanks, Aaron.
Boy, we've got a drinker.
I would, first of all, if you've been going out with him for 2 years, you don't know if you love him, very simple. Talk to him about it, be like, hey, you know, I really don't respect when you get drunk. I don't respect you passing out every night. You know, I want to know who you are without a substance in your body. And that's it. If he respects it, awesome. Try it out. If he doesn't, then move on. Done.
Definitely the first step is to talk to him then.
Teen Trends.
Heart to heart.
I was at a graduation party Friday night and spent a lot of my time with a lady who I've always liked. We were hooking up for about an hour. Next thing I know, after going to get a drink, she is with some other guy in the corner couch. In the corner couch making out. Ouch. What do I say to her? Thanks. You gotta be honest. Just be like, hey, you know, do you want to say something, Kev?
I was stretching, but yeah, I'll say something. I was gonna say, if you do have feelings for her, you should just straight up be like, hey, I thought there was something more between us, but if she says no, then... She's not worth it. If she's gonna be hooking up with two different guys, like, simultaneously, that kind of shows that she really didn't feel how you felt.
Exactly.
So I'd say drop that one.
Yeah.
Find a new.
Blame it on the alcohol. It's a song. I don't like it.
A famous poet once said.
Blame it on the alcohol. No. I don't like mainstream rap at all.
A milli.
Okay, so yeah, that's that. You know, and just, like, talk to her about it. Be like, hey, you know, we've been friends for quite some time, and, you know, we started to hook up, and then I saw you, you know, I mean, I just, if you want to hook up with her or something, then don't talk to her about it. Be like, hey, you know, like, out of friendliness, would you want to hook up? There's something, I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, there's a dark movie theater down the street.
Oh, yeah, Kevin. Kevin, that's Kevin, that's Kevin. Hi, Dave, I want to know about you guys on Teen Trends. Me and my girlfriends are big fans. What do you guys like to do for fun? What is the secret thing you fear? What is the worst thing a girl has done to hurt you? Thanks, Lorraine.
Well, then.
That's a
array
cool.
of questions. That's cool. All right. So this is personal time.
We
want to
know about
time.
You guys on Teen Trends. Me and my girlfriends are big fans.
Woohoo!
What do you guys like to do for fun? Well, Kevin.
What do you do, David?
What do I do for fun? I write. I like writing poetry. I like playing music. Playing music, writing poetry. I like meditating. I don't know. I like being with my friends and sharing ideas. I like philosophizing with people. I like meeting new people and thinking about, I don't know, like, I like kind of like bantering with people. Okay, not in like a, not in like an argumentative way, but like bantering with people that I've just met about like different ways that the world works and different belief systems and stuff, and not in like, hey, you're right, I'm, or like, I'm right, you're wrong, or like, you're right, I'm right, not like that, but more of just like sharing ideas so each person can like, you know, feed off of each other and get new information. I don't know, I like when I can, I haven't done it in a while, I like surfing, I like longboarding. Yeah, bro, surf, bro, longboard,
shred some gnar.
No, not like that, just for fun. Okay. Kevy, what do you like to do for fun?
I like long romantic walks on the beach.
You're so gay.
Candlelit dinners.
Thornless roses.
You're so gay.
Reading the Twilight books. No, I'm just kidding. I don't like any of that. I play hockey. I do the radio show. I hang out with friends. I am a closet nerd, and I play my video games. I've been reading a lot of books lately. I hang out with the parents, walk the dogs. That's me in a nutshell. Kevin!
I play music, hang out with friends, go skating, surfing, snowboarding, wakeboarding, boarding, more boarding.
All the boarding sports.
Yeah.
Snowboarding, brah.
Yeah, normal teen stuff, hanging out with friends and music and boarding. And did I mention boarding stuff? Dave, back to you!
Cool, let's go to the next question. What is the secret thing you fear?
Spiders. I was going to say spiders.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I was kidding. I'm not afraid of spiders.
Oh.
Wow. I hug spiders.
That's weird. Kevin, what are you afraid of?
I am afraid of the... Kevy, what are you afraid of? Come back to me.
I said spiders, so...
Davey, what are you afraid of?
I don't know. Is this supposed to be, like, metaphorical or...
No, just what are you afraid
I'm
of?
Scared
what
of
scares
spiders.
You?
I'm scared of spiders.
What's your secret fear, though? Like, what's the they said, what's the secret thing you fear? So I don't.
Well,
know
then we can't tell them, because then it's not a secret anymore. Sorry.
David. David, you start first.
What's the secret thing I fear?
Unicorns.
No, I don't fear unicorns. Secret thing I fear is, okay, I know this is kind of, like, weird and, like, typical, but what I fear is fear in itself, because... You can, there's two, they're looking at me like, what?
Not at all.
There's two aspects of every single situation. There is, like, a positive aspect and a negative aspect. And when something is presented to you, it can be interpreted in either one of those two ways. I am fearful of, having not control over the choice, like not having control over a choice in my life of having the positive way. You know what I mean? No, but here's the thing, like, we all have control. So I guess you could say that, like, being fearful of that just manifests that own fear, but...
Well, we don't always have control. Not everyone. I mean, you might be lucky to have control over most things, but some people don't, / most people, /
or they just don't know.
None people.
They don't know how to control it.
Yeah.
Because it is, we do indeed have absolute control over everything by simply the way that we think and what we...
Unless there is an obstacle in your way that says otherwise.
I would say I don't have... Yeah.
Or parents,
right.
Police,
definitely.
If on a bigger level.
Oh, something of that sort. Yeah. Like, as if something bad has already happened.
Right.
Indeed. Well. Indeed. Mm-hmm. But once again, it's all your interpretation. What, Kevin?
My secret fear in life is life itself. I have no idea what I'm doing after college. I'm still working on my life plans, but I'll figure it out.
Kind of like scared of the future, like scared of like what will become. Like
not really scared because I'm kind of like, all right, I'm just gonna go with it. But I am a little
nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous for what lies ahead. Yeah.
I'd say the same.
Question 3: what is the worst thing a girl has done to hurt you, Kevin?
Oh boy. Let me look through my archives.
Just let you know, people, he pulled out a little book in his back pocket.
Yeah, I carry it around with me everywhere.
A little pink book with hearts on it.
Broken the hearts are for my last name. I absolutely hate being led on and then ignored and then led on again and then ignored and then repeated and then teased and then ignored some more. And, girls can do that a lot of the time.
Yeah, they can.
Succubuses. Just kidding. Kevy.
I was dating this girl who broke up with me for no reason and then dated my best friend and like a day later. And then basically that cycle kind of repeated itself for half a year and I was a little dumbo and I didn't stop it and I was too kind of head over heels to do anything. But it hurt really bad every time. And, yeah.
I'm sorry, Kev.
Yeah. So that's like the worst.
We that still sucks. Love you.
I know.
I love you. I'll be your girlfriend.
That was like ninth grade, so I'm a big boy now.
Yeah, but I'll still be your girlfriend.
Boyfriend?
Girlfriend.
Okay.
Switch back and forth.
The worst thing a girl has done to hurt me, I don't know. Let me think. Probably like, okay, so I was like, what, I was like a sophomore. No, she was a sophomore. I was a freshman. older girls.
You almost said older boys.
I did almost say older boys. Well, and she lived in Hollywood, and I lived in Topanga. And I was just like obsessed with her. I was like, oh my god, she's like the coolest fucking girl ever. Like, oh my fucking god. Like, you know, just like one of those. Like, constantly texting her. She was like constantly texting me. And then I don't know. I was just like, I literally convinced myself that I was in love. Obviously I wasn't. It was just puppy love. But like, I totally convinced myself that I was in love with her. And then I don't know. Just like one day, she was just like, hey, like, you know, I'm not really feeling it anymore, and that's it. It's not exciting at all.
Then I felt
$5. Really boring. I'm gonna move on to the next email. Thanks, girls, for listening to the show.
Yeah, girlies.
Dave and friends, I'm going to college and will live in a dorm.
Ooh, exciting.
I have a lot of friends who I will spend time with, but I'm trying to stop drinking so much and smoking weed because I know I won't be able to keep up my grades. How should I handle the party scene and not be an outcast with my friends?
First off, that is very mature to be thinking ahead of time. Like, oh, I'm going to college. There's going to be a lot of stuff there.
Yeah,
I want to keep my grades up. I'm going to quit. So first off, I would just like to say that is a very mature decision.
For sure. I agree. I also, to answer the question, I would say, like we advocate on Teen Trends, everything in moderation, you know? There's a difference between going out, getting drunk, getting high every night and not doing your work. And then there's also a difference of, you know, having the college experience and doing it maybe, you know, once or twice a week, having the college, you know.
You guys should listen to last week's show because that perfectly covers all of that, you know.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just listen to last week's show.
Yeah.
It's on LATalkRadio.com or it's on Teen Trends Facebook page.
Well, also, real quick, you have to remember that college is nothing like high school where you don't have the same class every single day, day after day. It's like you'll have this class two times a week, and it'll be in the morning, and then you'll have it again next week, like those 2 days. So it's not like you have to do your homework every single night to get it done for the class that you have the next day, because it's not going to be the same class every day.
Totally.
Yeah. I have a story, actually, it's a current event that I read about, and... That's not like a current event. Okay, so this is one.
I don't want to hear it, Kev.
Yeah, you do. It was one of the emails. It was one of the emails that we never got to touch on the other week.
Okay.
And
so touch it.
Basically, okay, I will. So basically, there was a guy who emailed Teen Trends, and he was emailing about how he and his teacher were having relations. The 17-year-old guy.
Kev, you wanted to get to this one.
I really wanted to.
I just want to say something really quick. Last week, when we were going through emails that we got, Kevin was like, "Hey, dude, can we like do this one first?" I was like, "Yeah, dude, I'm down, but like, it doesn't really like roll with the topic. Like, if you know, when we have extra time, we'll do it." He's like, "All right, dude, like, I just want to fit this one in, like." Like, let's just do it.
I found it funny just because I've seen
no, it's
it,
really
you know,
funny.
Like,
yeah.
At your own school, you'll see a student you hitting know, on the teacher, and making, the teacher maybe going on with it, you know?
There is indeed and factual teachers that... Okay, go on.
Yeah. So basically the story is he really wants to get serious with her, and he, like, they write each other love letters, and he was asking what should he do? Like, how should he... go about the situation? Should he wait till after graduation? Is it even a proper thing to do? And I really just wanted to get my input out there, and that is, don't do it. This lady is 35 or something like that, and he is 18. I feel that is a massive gap in age. And it's very illegal, for one, how they were going about it while they were, like, student-teacher type deal.
I agree.
And I think that guy should find someone his age.
Yeah, you know, there's also like, this famous story of this teacher and this student. I remember seeing it on, like, 50 or 60 Minutes once. 50 Minutes, no. I remember seeing it on 60 Minutes and, like, similar thing. And it was about... You know, this teacher who, I think, what was he, a sixth grader?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. He was, like, literally, like, 12, 13 years old.
Yum. Oh, my God.
That's weird.
And the teacher was just like, "No, I'm in love with him." And she went to jail.
She got pregnant by him.
Oh, right. Right. Thank you. She got pregnant by him.
Wow. What?
And she went to jail.
A sixth grade father.
Statutory rape, of course. But she went to jail, and then when she got out of jail, they got back together.
And had another kid.
Wow.
Yes. One thing I should say is the teacher should have her shit together. I mean,
she should get her head checked. That child, like, as a male, like,
speak as a male.
As a male, like. Some part of you is like, "Wow, that's awesome. Like, I want a really hot older lady," because that's as a male.
And where else to find them than your own school?
But, like, at the same time, you have to be like, "Wow, she's so much older than me. This is so wrong. I need to find someone my own age."
Don't think with your dick.
Like,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I get it, and, like, cool, you know? Like, but, dude, there's if you're into older women, like, there's a C.
That aren't your teachers.
That aren't your teachers.
And you should wait till you're of age.
Indeed. Well, of course.
Yeah.
It's a given.
Yeah.
Because it's like statutory rape.
So kids, don't go hitting on your teachers. You should stick with the people your own age.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I don't know, like, how much huge... I don't know, how much of a large spectrum of advice that could go to people. Because, once again, not a lot of teachers are into that. I mean, there are a few. And if... Teachers, if you're listening and you are into that, I don't.
You hear rumors around the schools and stuff.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah,
we know your secrets.
We know all of your secrets. No.
Okay. And kids, if you're down for a teacher, just don't be.
Rethink that situation. I got to do my story, yay.
Kevin got to say his story. This is very true. I have another email that I can get to because we have time here. Let me hear it. I've never had a girlfriend. Some short relationships, but nothing serious. I have a big nose.
Aww.
And wear glasses, and I'm very skinny. Oh, wear braces, and I'm very skinny. Obviously, I have some self-confidence issues. How do I get a girl? Well, okay. Well, first of all, like, if you if you say, for one, like, I have self-confident issues, I have a big nose, I wear braces. If you say stuff like that, then that's what you're creating. That's the image within yourself that you're putting out. Like, just like anything, like, what you put out is what you get back. It's one of literally, like, the laws of the universe, what you put out, what you get back. And if you, you know, put that out that you're not this, you know, that you are not capable of getting a girl, if you don't think you're capable of getting a girl, then you won't, you know? Honestly, this is what I would do. I would get a new pair of clothes, just like get some new clothes, maybe change your style.
Maybe contacts, or was it braces or glasses?
Braces.
Braces, those are temporary. Yeah,
those
don't
be
worry.
Off.
I mean, those are coming
If you
off.
Really want to go there, like, switch to Invisalign, you know, the invisible braces. But then, you know, this is like a kid with acne. A kid has a bunch of acne, like, you're going to, you don't just let it do its thing, and if you're self-confident about your self-conscious about your acne, you go out and you get some acne cream, you know, like, you, if you feel like there's problems with yourself that can be fixed with your image, like, you have to be happy with how you look to have to have a lot of confidence in yourself.
Now, we're not saying go out and get, like, a nose job. Yeah. But, like, the small things that can change.
Small things, like, can change who you are.
Clothing,
how you look.
But braces, hairstyle.
Yeah,
exactly.
Totally. You know, just, like, change little things. Change, like, a few little things about yourself, which will add up to one big change, which will make you a more self-confident person, therefore allowing you the confidence to approach a girl.
And boom. As well as physical changes, make mental changes. Like Dave said, if you keep telling yourself, I'm not going to get a woman, I'm ugly, I'm this little nerdy kid, then you're not going to get... It's not happening.
Right.
But if you present yourself and, you know, stand erect, because... like you know, and you walk around and present yourself like, I am this person, I know who I am, and who cares what everyone else thinks. Sure, totally. I have a big nose, but I find it attractive.
Oh, and another thing, girls are super attracted to confidence. Girls are not attracted to a confident guy simply because how can you... and I've asked girls before. We've actually, like, early in the earlier stages of Teen Trends, we had... I think we actually asked this question to a few girls that were on Teen Trends, and they said, how can, if the guy isn't confident, how can we see it within the guy, you know, to allow us what we want as people? You know, if they're not confident with themselves, how can they be confident with us? You know?
Yep.
And that's not, you know, not an attractive thing. I think we have time for one more email. Dave, what is the best way to break up with a guy without hurting him? He is really nice, but I'm not into him anymore. Thanks, Candy. Candy. I like that name. It's sweet. Barach.
You should sit him down and talk with him.
Yeah, I mean, that's really not that difficult of a question. Like, what's the best way to break up with a guy without hurting him? He's really nice, but I'm not into him anymore. It's like, hey, you know, like, I really like you, or, you know, I think you're a really awesome person. We've shared some wonderful experiences together. I really don't want to hurt you. That's it.
I also think that it's a person coming from a person. Obviously, nobody wants to intentionally hurt people. Well, I mean, there probably are a few people out there, but, I mean, if you sit him down and go, look, you're a great person, he'll understand. It's like, okay, it's not meant to be. We're not going to get up and get married, but it was fun.
From the other point of view, though, I feel in a situation, if he's been a nice guy and he's really into you, that whole spiel, he's going to be like, oh, what did I do wrong?
Right.
You know.
Totally. We actually have a caller in for the last 2 minutes of the show. We'll make it very quick. We go. Hello, you are on Teen Trends with Dave and his friends. What's going on? Hello?
Hi, it's Izzy and Mary.
What's up, Izzy and Mary? How are you girls?
Good.
Hi, we're really good.
Very good. Just to let you girls know, we do have 2 minutes left of the show, but what can we talk to you about?
We were just going to comment on the self-confidence issue.
Oh, please go on.
You know, you would, like, change little things about yourself. I don't think the person should change, like, too much about themselves because they're them and people love them for who they are.
That's very true, but...
We're talking about, like, more like physical appearance.
Right.
Like, if you're not happy with your acne, this is like just kind of trying to compare it. If you're not happy with your acne, you put acne cream on it. If you're not happy with the sweater vest you're wearing, then buy a t-shirt, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, if you're not happy with yourself, because here we go. If you don't love yourself, you will not get as much love as you feel as if you deserve back.
There it is.
I used to play sports on football. My coaches would always say, you look good, you feel good, you play good.
Right.
So if
it's
you're,
so true.
You know, if you're wearing like...
You look good, you feel good.
That's the motto.
No, for reals. But like, I hear what you're saying. You know, I hear what you're saying. But we were more answering a person who is not so confident with themselves, and we're just trying to help them out. Izzy and Mary, this actually concludes today's episode of Teen Trends. I love you guys very much. Thank you very much for calling.
Woo-woo. Bye, love you.
Bye. Thank you guys so very much for listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. It has been a wonderful Father's Day.
Thank you,
Kevin.
Of course.
Thank you, Kevy.
You're very welcome.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, David.
All right, guys, you have a wonderful Sunday, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there listening.
Woo, woo, woo.
Bye-bye. Flashing red.